the set.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action!
Welcome to the End of the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with a slight obsession of everything pop culture, and we can't seem to stop talking about it.
Oh my god, no kidding. We've been at this for like 3 hours.
Oh my god, yes. So,
welcome to part two.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about our movies and TV shows. Originally, we were going to do two parts, but then we talked forever.
A lot.
A lot. It was a good year.
It was a really good year.
It was a very good year. I watched almost 200 movies this year. So, I don't even know where to start with these. Ow. I feel like there are some that should be on here but disappointed me and therefore are not. AKA Halloween Kills. You should have been on here, but we were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you and you let me down. I'll start with Almost Famous because, like I said, with Penny, like, the character from it, this movie just, like, really spoke to me on a level. It was before I had any writing jobs. Yeah, I think, actually, I stopped writing for Jay back in, like, November.
Oh my god, Jay.
Right? Man gave me my first job. Like, oof. We love him. But so then I was like in between, I was like applying to writing jobs and everything and like watching this movie. Like it was about this like teenage kid who has like a passion for writing and then gets to this huge opportunity to follow a rock band on tour and write about it and all that. And so like it really spoke to me on that level. And just like, I'm a big music nerd too. So it just was like a perfect movie in my eyes and for me. So that was a special one. I haven't watched it since I watched it for the first time, and that was back in January, I believe. Jeez. So it's been a minute. It has been a minute. But that one's always going to be like one that just like feels like a warm hug. And I really loved it. I think you might like it too if you ever catch yourself feeling like you want to watch it.
What is it? So there's actually an Almost Famous musical on Broadway right now.
I have heard about that.
Yeah, it's closing. I heard it's very good though.
Okay.
So don't really know why it's closing, but I've heard that from like my friend's parents, not like critics. So who knows? Excuse me, I just burped a little. What is my first one? Oh, my first one is Do Revenge. Because...
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, that was this year.
Jesus.
I'm not going to touch on it too much, just because...
We
have a million.
Oh, we also an entire episode. It.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my god, I forget everything we covered.
Yeah, but Do Revenge just felt like an early 2000s movie.
It was,
and I loved it.
It was perfect.
It also, I didn't get the plot twist, which I always, if I don't get the plot twist in a movie, I love it. Even though usually I don't really try to figure out the like mystery or plot twist of the movie, but I thought this one was really good. And
it was
Maya and Cammy slayed, so.
Maya Hawke and also really made me question things after that movie. Thing.
Yeah. Yes.
That was the theme this year.
Questioning yourself?
Yeah. How many women can make Sam question her sexuality?
A lot.
The answer was a lot. Oh, is that it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was really good.
I'll also talk a little about this one because I kind of touched on it earlier, but Hereditary, rewatched it this year and just like fell like in love with it because I watched it like I think the year after it came out and like I liked it, but like I didn't fully understand it. I wasn't big into horror at that point. Like I liked horror, but I wasn't like a diehard fan like I am now, and I wasn't as desensitized to horror. So like I was terrified. Now like I'm still scared by it, obviously, but like I can appreciate it more and I can like seek out the little Easter eggs now. And I love showing it to people and like watching their reactions to it because it's one of those movies that like is just batshit insane. So you never know what's gonna happen. And I really like showing it to people, but I love that movie. It's like a perfect, near perfect movie to me. And one of the best horror movies in my opinion.
Love.
We did talk about that a bit when we did our watching movies from genres we don't like.
Yeah, we did. My next movie is Wild Things.
Oh my God.
That was this year.
This episode is so fun, but it's like making me realize just how much I don't remember.
Right. So I watched Wild Things when I was going through my first net phase.
Yep.
I'm so glad I did. I was didn't really know what the movie was about, but I was really just
I
watching it
still
for
need to
Nev.
watch it.
So good. It's one of those like plot twisty movies, like every time you think it's all figured out, like it takes a turn. And then Nev and Denise Richards kiss. So like how can you not love it? I'm not gonna spoil too much in case you do want to watch it, but I do
I
highly
do want to watch
recommend
it.
watching it. Neff's haircut's not the best though. It she gives me not her hairstyle, but her no, not her character in The Craft, because isn't her character in The Craft really quiet?
Yeah.
Okay, the main girl then.
Oh.
But like a little more low-key than that.
Okay.
That's the vibe I got from her.
Interesting.
Still love her though.
Oh yeah, obviously.
I think this is
I
better than
still
The
love
Craft,
Winona
but
despite the really shitty haircut she's had sometimes.
that's fair. That's fair. Once again, anything 2000s era, if even before that, when she had her really short hair, that I just don't think I like short hair.
That's fair.
It just has to be styled very well, and I don't think people style it well.
No, I feel like a lot of people cut their hair and then just don't style it because, like, it's simple.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like it needs to be styled, or sometimes it just looks odd. Just like, it's just like men. I think men need to style their hair, and a lot of them don't.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't care that you have short hair and you're a guy. You have to style it, otherwise, it looks weird.
Exactly.
My next movie. I feel like I've talked a lot about it this year. I definitely talked about it in our scavenger hunt, but The Virgin Suicides,
Yeah.
one of my new like all-time favorite movies. I'm currently
I
reading
still
the
have to
book and have
watch
been,
it.
you do. I'm still currently reading it from summer, but I have a real problem with reading outside of summer for some reason. It is one of the most visually stunning movies I've ever seen. Just like it's the cinematography on it is gorgeous. I love it. The story is so good. The casting is really good. I just need to rewatch it. It's a masterpiece in my opinion. And I feel like if you haven't watched it and you've thought about watching it, go watch it. It's a 10 out of 10. And don't let the title deter you because like it sounds like it's gonna be like some kind of like erotica. It's not. It's like a really good like coming of age drama, I guess. It's really good though.
My next one, which I feel like is shocking that it took me this long to watch, Silence of the Lambs.
Oh my God, that made your top.
Yeah, it was so
It's
good. Oh
very
my God, I feel
good.
like we should be reading our reviews for these as well.
Why aren't we?
Where is Silence of the Lambs? What was my other one before this? Wild Things. Did I write a review for Wild Things?
My
No.
version suicides one is sometimes you watch a film that as soon as it's over, you have no words. You're only left with the feeling that you just witnessed something incredible. This is that movie. I don't quite have the words to describe just how beautiful yet haunting it is, just that I can't believe it's taken me this long to finally watch it. And that stands true.
Yeah, like I can't read mine for Wild Things.
Oh my god.
It literally just says, Neve Campbell kisses a woman, and if that doesn't sell you, go get yourself checked.
My one for Almost Famous is I want to be Penny Lane when I grow up.
What's my one for Do Revenge? Oh, my one for Do Revenge is funny, I think. I just assume that whenever there are two powerful female leads in a movie, they're going to kiss, and I have to stop having that mentality.
Yeah, that's fair.
Did I write one for Silence of the Lambs? Let's see.
Did you watch it for Scavenger?
No, I watched it just because.
Oh.
I remember why I watched it. I remember the day I watched this too, because I went to go see Billie Eilish after. It
Wild
was,
day.
Yeah, it was the anniversary of the coming out, and I was like, you know what, let me just put it on while I get ready.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm surprised it took me so long to watch. I think
you don't really gravitate towards horror, though, and I think you said you were, like, scared that it would be
Yeah,
scary.
But it's not horror, it's thriller.
It is. It has its horror elements, but it's not, like,
yeah.
It's a good beginner horror. But, like, also, you gotta be older because, like,
it's horror.
It's, like,
I really think it's just a thriller.
Yeah.
But
Hannibal's creepy.
Yeah, no, he is 1,000%.
I'm sorry, I have to interrupt 1 second because I forgot to tell you this. Did you know that Anthony Hopkins is the narrator of The Grinch?
You know what? You really scared me that. Did you know Anthony Hopkins died?
No, I'm so sorry.
No,
I was watching
but
the live action Grinch and it said narrated by Anthony Hopkins, and I'm like, hold on.
Maybe I didn't know that.
I did not know this.
I think it's like,
and then when you
I've
listen to it,
before.
Just certain words he says, you're like, oh my god, it is Anthony.
It is him. Yeah.
Sorry, I just had to say that.
No,
I've been meaning to tell
good.
You that for like 2 weeks now.
Yeah, no, I feel like I've seen that and it's never fully.
It just doesn't
registered.
Make any sense, and I think that's why it throws me so hard.
Yeah. That's fine.
Sorry, continue.
It's okay. My review for Silence of the Lambs is, generally don't know why it took me so long to watch this movie because it's like 99% of the books I read. Yes, I do know this movie is based off a book. Jodie Foster was excellent in this movie, and it's refreshing to see a female lead in a role that is typically portrayed by a male in films. If Clarice was written as a male lead, the movie absolutely would not have worked, and it's nice to see that throughout this movie. Anthony Hopkins' portrayal of Dr. Hannibal Lecter was bone-chilling, but had me on the edge of the seat wanting more from him. I love the use of the camera during the one-on-one conversations, putting you in the other's point of view and feel like you are the one having the conversation with them. Did this win Best Picture?
I think so.
Okay, and Jodie definitely. Jodie won.
She had
actor.
To. I don't know,
yeah, okay.
But she had to. She killed this.
She did. It's so good.
I watched Hannibal this year. Don't watch it.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, it's not good. I'm still scarred from that.
Is there a TV show based off of it too?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like I've heard the TV show's better.
I don't know. I should watch it.
Maybe we will.
Another one I'm not going to talk too much about because we did a whole episode on it was X. But I think when it comes to new releases, this might be my number one of the year. I loved it.
Really?
Yeah. I loved this movie. I saw it twice in theaters because no one else would go see it with me again after. I have a really long review for it the first time. So I guess just kind of like watch the podcast episode, but like,
oh my god, right.
Yeah. But I just basically said like it's like a slow burn horror. I don't know. It was just it oh my god, amazing cinematography. That is one of my favorite parts about it. It had beautiful cinematography. The soundtrack was amazing. Casting was top notch. And it was like scary, but not like terrifying, but like enough to like keep me on the edge. And I think it's one of the best of the year. And I think it's one of the best horror movies I've seen.
And it did also feature your not fetish. What's the word? Eyeball trauma.
Eyeball trauma is my number one thing in horror movies. I hate it. Just in anything in general. I also watched All of Us Are Dead this year, and I had to look away every single time there was some kind of eyeball thing, because for some reason they really liked eyeballs in that movie, in that show. Just, I can't do eyeball stuff. It's nasty. Eyeballs, fingernails, and toenails. Just get it away from me. I don't know why. It makes me squeam. I hate it. It's so gross. And there was, I didn't need that. I didn't need it.
It was a good kill, though.
It was a very good kill. I just didn't need it. The second you start putting your eyes up next to a little tiny hole, you're going to get your eye poked out. So at least I knew it was coming. But very I did true. Not expect for, like, the smash cut to, like, the yeah. pull out of it. Blech.
Yeah.
Nasty. But.
Brutal.
Oh, I did say my last bit of this was, all in all, this feels like a classic film to me and one that will have people talking for a while. It's a nice resurgence to the slasher genre as well, and something that was desperately needed and desired. And I'm eager to see it again. I do feel like it actually kicked off a new era of slashers, which I'm really excited about.
It did.
Yeah. But watch the episode to hear actual thoughts on it.
My next one, it's a movie called In and Out.
I should have known this was gonna be on here.
I loved this movie.
Yeah, you did.
And I had there's no right to love this movie this much, but
it's just one of those ones.
The movie has an overall rating of a 3.2.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah. I rated the movie a 4.5.
I swear.
Read my review.
This is my favorite review you've given.
Really?
I love it. It cracks me up.
It's great.
Because you can just see the pure joy you had while writing it.
It's just truly wild. It's about a movie of this. I don't even know. Tom Selleck is in it.
It's the most. Didn't you say it's like a homophobic, but also the gayest movie?
It is. I watched this for when we were going to do a rom-com bracket. And for some reason, I watched this one.
Don't bring up the rom-com bracket. I can't talk about that.
We'll eventually do it.
We'll do it.
People actually give us rom-coms with more coms when I'm wrong. Okay. Anyway, my review for In-N-Out. I didn't want to rate this movie this high, but I just couldn't rate it any lower. I had the lowest expectations going into this movie, and it is somehow one of the worst movies I've seen, but also one of the greatest. From Kevin Kline giving us the greatest dance scene in cinematic history, to some of the funniest lines that I will now be quoting every day, to making the Dead Poets Society, Oh Captain, My Captain scene a run for its money. This is definitely a movie you have to watch with an open mind, because it's definitely outdated given the subject matter, but you can't deny that this movie is genuinely funny.
I'm surprised she didn't make it on your list of actors.
Who?
Is it Joan Cusack?
Joan Cusack is in it.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like you went through a little mini thing with her this year.
Really?
I don't know. I feel like you did.
Joan Cusack just pops in everything, though.
That's true. Helen.
Joan Cusack just is in everything.
Just exists.
Yeah. I also want to just read this one review that I liked, and if this doesn't sell anyone on the movie, I don't know what will. So many standout moments from this gem. Kevin Kline punching his friend in the face at his bachelor party because he said Barbara was too old to play Yentl. Kevin Kline dressing up as a lumberjack and dancing around his house while a self-help tape screams at him to stop being a pussy. When the old ladies were doing their confessions and one of them confessed that she didn't like Bridges of Madison County. Joan Cusack in a wedding dress stumbling out of a bar and screaming, "Is everybody gay?" just before getting hit by a car. An entire graduating class and their family standing up and saying, "I'm gay," in support of Kevin Kline.
I do want to watch this sometime.
You just gotta watch it.
Yeah. It's one of those ones you gotta see to believe.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, enough about that one.
This next one is not a surprise. I watched this movie so many times this year for no reason. It's Freaky Friday. I went through such a phase. I watched it on a whim one day because I'm just like, oh, I haven't seen this in a while. And I was going through my little Jamie Lee Curtis thing. This might have been what kicked off my Jamie Lee Curtis thing,
I think
honestly.
it was.
I think it was. But yeah, I watched it like constantly. And I'm just going to read you every review that I've given it because I think they're funny and I think I'm funny. So what was my okay, my first one. I really do believe all of my problems would be solved if Jamie Lee Curtis was my therapist. That was January 14th. So this is how we kicked off the year, my folks. I relate to Chad Michael Murray in this movie because I too would fall in love with Jamie Lee Curtis and sing Baby One More Time with her in a coffee shop. I'm going through a Freaky Friday phase. Just look away. Lindsay Lohan plays a middle-aged mom so well, she should have won an Oscar. And finally, Otis sing Baby One More Time in a coffee shop with Jamie Lee Curtis. Can you tell what my favorite scene is? Also, this is a movie that should not make me cry, but does every single time.
I don't understand why. It's a
Because
it
it's
hits,
the
but
scene where they're about to switch back,
yeah.
and it's Lindsay in Jamie's body, and she's like, and he was a really great dad, and I just lose it.
Oh my God.
Amazing movie. Like, I don't even care that it's sort of outdated. It has a bit of issues. It's an amazing movie. It's 10 out of 10. It's perfect. I don't want to hear a single word about it. It's one of my all-time favorite movies, and I will watch it. I watched it for my birthday this year just to really celebrate the right
I
way.
can't. Give us a sequel, Loki.
Huh?
Give us a
Oh, no, give
sequel.
us a sequel, high key. Jamie and Lindsay are on board. I want it.
I know.
I want Lindsay playing a grandma.
A grandma? Oh,
Yeah,
okay,
because she
Jamie. I
would
get it. I
be.
got it.
I need it. It's yeah. They you can make this. I know they made this movie. I think they made it with Jodie Foster. Or was
Back in the
she the
day,
Parent
yeah.
Trap? I think she was Freaky
No,
Friday.
she was Freaky Friday.
I know they made it with Jodie Foster, and I love Jodie Foster, but like you could not have made a better rendition of this movie without
No.
Jamie and Lindsay. They just made it.
They did. They did.
Anyway, this is your sign to go rewatch Freaky Friday because you're gonna forget how amazing it was. Also, the song is a bop.
It is.
It is. They're on streaming services. Okay.
Okay. This one, I wasn't expecting to put on it, but I've been thinking about it recently. So I was like, okay, if I'm thinking about it now, I feel like I have to put it on it. It's As Good as It Gets. I also
Oh.
watched this for our rom-com bracket. And even when I watched this, I really liked it. I gave it 4 stars. I was not expecting it to like it. I think it's also a very controversial movie. I don't
Didn't it win an
remember
Oscar?
why. Yeah, no, it did. It was nominated for Oscars.
Jeez.
Jack Nicholson might have won the Oscar.
Yeah. Go off,
It's
Jackies.
for a rom-com, it's kind of wild. Like all like the average review is a 3.5, and all the top reviews are like 2 stars.
Jeez.
So it's fine, but I don't know why I enjoy this movie. I think it was also just going through a Helen Hunt phase. Oh my God, I could have added
I
her.
love Helen Hunt.
Yeah, I just forgot how much she slayed. And her character in this movie was so good. She just yells at Jack Nicholson all the time, and it's like amazing. But my review for this movie, it literally, I start this off. Clearly, this is when I was very fairly new to Letterboxd because I started off by saying I suck at writing reviews, so this is all over the place. Bless you.
I'm sorry to anybody watching this. I'm catching a cold.
Yeah, a cold.
We
Okay.
think.
So, review says, I really thought I wasn't going to like this movie and I wanted to hate it, but I just couldn't. On one hand, I can see why it was nominated for so many Oscars, and on the other hand, I did a typo. I can't. I would rather see so many people in a rom-com other than Jack Nicholson, and I was hesitant to see him in a rom-com, but no one else could have played Melvin as well as he did. Melvin angered me at times, but also pulled at my heartstrings just the perfect amount for me to feel for him and want him to become a better person. Jack's dynamic with Helen Hunt is what really sealed the deal for me. The enemies to lovers trope gets me every time, and they delivered it better than I ever could have imagined. I'm a sucker for MILFs that aren't afraid to speak their mind, and Helen's portrayal of Carol just fueled the fire that fire for me. Also, let's not forget about Greg Keener's, I forgot Kenner, how you pronounce it. Thank you. Portrayal as Simon, who had my heart melting the entire time and just wanted to give him the biggest hug. This movie brought out every emotion inside of me, which I was never expecting to happen, but I loved every second of it. Also, wait, my favorite review is, where is it? I really wanted this to be about Jack Nicholson becoming a better person because of a little dog.
That's what you think it's going to be about.
It really is. Yeah, it's just one of those rom-coms where, yeah, Jack Nicholson and rom-com just doesn't feel like it should go together. Like, I watched, what's the other, his Nancy what Myers rom-com. What Women Want? That one was good, but that wasn't it.
That wasn't it? No, that's Mel Gibson. That's not,
yeah. Something's Gotta Give.
Ah.
Which is his Diane Keaton rom-com.
Yes.
That one was not as good. But, yeah, if you just ever want to see Jack Nicholson a rom-com, I recommend As Good As It Gets. Wild, but it's pretty good.
I'm going to cheat and do two right now just because I'm going to talk about Jurassic Dominion, but we've talked about that so much. And we just talked about it last episode that I feel like I don't have much else to say other than I'm really sad the trilogy is over. I love Ellie Sattler. I'm glad we finally got our Alan and Ellie kiss. I appreciate this so much more on a second, not even a second watch, after your brother explained it to us and how it links back to the original. But yeah, excellent movie. I enjoyed it. I bumped it up to 4 stars. But I won't talk much about it because, like I said, we talked about it last episode, and I feel like a broken record. We also covered it in a very lengthy review. Yes. But I will talk about another one that I watched with you while I was with you that same week, Mermaids.
So good.
So this was at like the height of my Winona phase. Like, I was new.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how we got onto it. I mentioned that I wanted to watch Mermaids at some point. And then you're like, it's really good. And then you just randomly put it on one day. Yeah, you just randomly put it on the one day. Because you're a Cher fan, who isn't, of course. Yes. And I'm a Winona fan, and it was perfect. And it's not at all what I expected. And I really thought Cher was a mermaid. She wasn't, and I was very disappointed. But it was very funny. It's like such a weird little movie.
It's perfect.
Though. It's perfect. Like, it just, it's so weird, but it's perfect. And Cher really said body in that movie. She looks snatched.
Mm-hmm.
Little Christina Ricci is my spirit animal. She's adorable. When she runs around, the pumpkin on her head is my favorite.
Oh my god.
The ending scene is saved in my camera roll because I watch it just when I need to feel something. Also, I'm going to read some of my favorite reviews. Because the only review I had is just inject the end scene into my veins, I beg of you, it's pure serotonin. But one review says, Gilmore Girls on crack. Which, yes. All movies should include Winona Ryder's internal monologue. Little sister Katie chugged that wine. Sis is a tank. Cher was only in the mermaid costume for like a minute. I was robbed. Cher, Winona Ryder, and Christina Ricci as a family, the coven is complete. Cher said, I'm never growing old, and she kept that promise. And when is it my turn to be slapped by Cher? The reviews for this movie are amazing. Just like, if you want a like nice laugh, just read those. They're very funny.
Such a good movie.
Alexi also gave it a review. She just said, Cher said body yaddy 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 yaddy.
It did. I don't remember the first time I watched this movie. I think I just happened to catch it on like television when I was younger.
Mm.
And
I had to buy it off, like, I had to buy the movie off of Amazon, like, on DVD, because I can't find it in stores anywhere either.
That's
And it's not
crazy.
on anything.
Yeah, no, this movie's too good.
It's very good. I highly recommend it.
This was before I was ever like a real Cher stan when I first watched that movie.
Damn.
Too good.
I
Too
love it. It's
good.
a good comfort movie.
It is. My next movie is American Psycho.
Ooh, another one I need to watch.
Yes, you do.
I'm surprised I haven't.
Same. And I need you to watch it so I can share my favorite review on Letterboxd ever. It is the most in one of the most in-depth and like reviews that make you really want to think about the movie. And I love it. I'm not gonna read it because it spoils a lot and it's lengthy, but it's truly is a masterpiece. I was a little hesitant. Also, the cast is kind of wild. I didn't know Jared Leto was in this movie.
That's strange.
I also didn't know Reese Witherspoon was in this movie.
Mila Kunis
Well,
is in the sequel.
there's a sequel?
Yeah, apparently it's not good.
I never. Oh, yeah. I don't. I can imagine. Willem Dafoe. It's a wild cast. It truly is. It's just. It's like. It's kind of aesthetically pleasing. I don't know. That's weird to say.
No, I get it though.
It's really good. My review for this is kind of funny. It's not serious. It says killing colleagues, strangers, lovers. Okay. Making an anti-Semitic joke? Absolutely not. And like, it's this movie really fucks with your head too, because I don't even know if what I watched was real. Yeah, I recommend watching it though.
I think I just figured out another movie that's going to be on your list.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to talk about Reality Bites because, like I said, I think this movie changed my life. I will, because I don't ever know how to, because it's really just one of those movies that, like, it's kind of like how, what's that movie called? Fast Times at Ridgemont High, like how it doesn't have a plot, it's just kind of vibes, but at least this one does have a plot more. But it is just kind of like watching these people kind of like live their lives in a way, but
Okay.
has more of a plot. But it says
Good.
a small circle of friends suffering from post-collegiate blues must confront the hard truth about life, love, and the pursuit of gainful employment as they struggle to map out survival guides for the future. The Gen X quartet soon becomes to realize that reality isn't all it's cracked up to be. You read that and you don't expect to just like get punched in the gut.
Yeah,
But like, I
no.
feel like just like where I'm at in my life right now, it just hits on a different level. So I start my review off. I gave it 5 stars, obviously. It got an immediate heart. It got added to my favorites on Letterboxd. So I start with a quote and it makes me sob from Mr. Ethan Hawke. And he said, or sorry, it's from both Winona and Ethan, but Ethan's the last one for preface. But Winona says something like, I really thought I was going to be something by the age of 23. And Ethan's like, honey, all you have to be by the age of 23 is yourself. Lose it. I'm done for. And I said, if someone said that to me, I think I would cry. Honestly, this movie feels like a giant hug to me. It was made for me and every other 20-something out there with their head in the clouds. Yes, it's a cheesy 90s rom-com. Yes, it may have a predictable ending, but do I care? No. This is the movie I needed right now, being around the age that these characters are. I relate to Lelaina. I have no idea what I'm doing with my life either, babe. And I felt a safe sense of peace after watching, a sense that things will work out themselves out, and maybe that's cheesy, but listen, I'm in my feels now. Blame the movie. I am obsessed with it, and I think it's a perfect movie, and it just feels like a hug. Oh, I do have another one that I gave a review. Just because, okay, maybe I should have added them to my ships. Winona's character and Ethan's character are like best friends, but like he's kind of a slacker. He's definitely in love with her, but she ends up picking up with Ben Stiller, who's like more responsible and is like a big time businessman. It's really, yeah, it's wild.
Okay.
But Ethan asked her, he's like, where are you going? And she's like, to look for you, because he ran away. And it's such a good movie. It has everything. It has love, it has comedy, has so many quotable lines. Amazing. 10 out of 10. And Winona's hair is not scary, so you could watch it.
I thought her hair was
Shh.
short.
It is, but it's not like scary short.
Okay.
It's like probably like to here. Like, yeah,
Okay.
like above shoulders, but still. She
Okay.
also said there's Janeane Garofalo in the movie too, who plays her best friend. And at one point, they did a panel a few years ago. And Winona says, she's like, I always thought that our characters would end up together. I'm like, so you're telling me Lelaina is sapphic? Okay. Yeah,
Okay.
love to see it. No,
Oh my God,
I.
Sam, it really is you.
Right? Right?
Oh my
Yeah.
God.
No, I think you should watch this movie. It's really good.
No, I think I need to.
I feel like we have a lot of these conversations. I feel like it would
We
speak to you
do.
as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. My next one is The Birdcage, which I think I raved about this
Yes.
movie multiple
Oh,
times.
absolutely.
Robin Williams, Nathan Lane were both snubbed of Emmy, I mean Oscar nominations. Amazing. Like I didn't know what I was expecting when I watched this movie, and the only reason why this movie was on my scavenger hunt is because it was for the category of one of the top 10 grossing movies from the year you were born, and I
Oh,
watched
yeah.
the majority of the other ones. And I was like, all right, Robin Williams, like, I can't go wrong. And I, like,
No.
literally could not go wrong with this movie. My review for this movie says, I think it literally says about Nathan Lane being not, yeah, Nathan Lane not being nominated for an Oscar for his performance is homophobic.
I love it.
And the other review that I liked, it says, God, I wish I had Robin Williams, Nathan Lane, and Christine Bransky as parents, but instead I have clinical depression.
I was wondering, I'm like, I know there's someone else in this. It was Christine.
Yeah.
Excellent
So good.
casting.
So good. This is another movie I've been wanting to rewatch. It's just, it's camping. What else can I say? I'm trying to remember if it was sad or not. It like is, but it didn't make me sob. It kind of just kind of
Okay.
hits you in the heart a little bit.
Like a little melancholy, a little bittersweet.
Yeah, exactly. Loved it though. 10 out of 10. They should make more movies like this.
Make a lot more movies that they used to.
For reals.
When did we say we were going to do our rom-com bracket?
February, January, February.
Okay. I'm just looking for the review for my one next movie. There it is. Okay. My next movie is I Could Never Be Your Woman. And this was one of the ones when we were looking for rom-coms for our bracket. I just stumbled across this one on Prime, and I'm like, okay, it has Michelle Pfeiffer and Paul Rudd as the leads. How can I go wrong? It has a 2.7 rating. Like, the reviews are not that good. Like, a lot of threes and lower. I mean, the first two are 3.5, but it's. I am stunned by how much I loved this movie. I gave it 4 stars. I don't even know what it's like. I don't even know how to describe it. It's just like such a fever dream. I watched it at like midnight. A movie follows a mother who falls for a younger man while her daughter falls in love for the first time. Mother Nature messes with their fates. I don't fully remember what that part was, but it was kind of weird. But I give it kind of a lengthy review, I guess. Not entirely, but I'm gonna read it anyway because I need to sell everybody on this movie. It's just like one of those ones you gotta give a try, and it was worth every second. So I start with, I will defend this rating. Don't try me. I wasn't expecting anything extraordinary from this movie besides a decently entertaining background watch. Instead, I found myself intently watching the entire thing and laughing out loud. The casting is so good, from Michelle Pfeiffer, Paul Rudd, Saoirse Ronan, John Lovitz, Stacey Dash, and even Henry Winkler, aka the Fonz. The humor was kind of campy, but it worked so well for me, and to make me laugh out loud in the first 7 minutes of your movie is a pretty big deal. The TV set setting is, yeah, because it all takes place on a TV set. Like, she works on a TV set. It doesn't all take place there, but it's really cool. The TV set setting is a really fun idea, and every clearly adult character playing a teenager is a very clever nudge at every high school show. Also, all the pop culture references. I'm a total nerd for pop culture and nostalgia, so watching this now, when the references are dated, is really entertaining. Definitely has its issues, and it shows its age and era at times, but all in all, it was a really enjoyable movie to me, and one I would recommend if you're in the mood for a silly rom-com. Oh, and extra honorary points for Michelle Pfeiffer's hair in this.
I definitely have seen, like, the poster of this movie before you even watched it, but, like...
It's a 2007 movie, and it's only 97 minutes. Like, it's, like, a short little thing. But it's...
Oh, my God. You know what
it other... It was really surprisingly well done.
I didn't put this on my list, but now you're making me think of the other Michelle Pfeiffer rom-com I watch, One Fine Day.
That's what's still on my list.
That was, it was cute. It was really good.
Yeah, it's still on my list.
I definitely recommend watching it. Also, what's the, there's like a little girl in it, and I didn't realize how much stuff she was in. She was younger, but she, is it called Good Girls? What was that show that everyone was obsessed with?
Yeah, I think it was Good Girls.
Okay. Not
the,
it's the short one.
Okay, yeah. Mae Whitman?
Yeah, sure. That sounds right. She's in that. She's like George Clooney's child.
Oh my God. She's also in a movie with Sandra Bullock, and she plays Sandra's kid. Yeah.
Stop. Okay, I didn't realize she was a child actor, too.
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, good for her. Is she a Nepo baby?
I don't think so.
Good for her!
But she was also in, like, that show Parenthood. Like, she played Lauren Graham's daughter. Like, she's doing some good stuff.
I'm going to look this up now, making sure she's not an Nepo baby, because that's honestly extremely impressive.
Right? She was in The Duff?
Yes.
She was in Independence Day?
Yeah, she played the... Oh my God, yes! She played the president's daughter!
Oh my God.
Her mom was a voice actress.
So I guess she could be considered a Nepo baby, but not like...
Her dad was a set construction coordinator.
Maybe she had a bit of a foot in the door.
Maybe.
Okay. Still, though, very impressive. She was actually very cute as a kid.
She adorable.
I don't know what she looks like in One Fine Day, but in Hope Floats, she has these little like bottle glasses, and it's really stinking cute.
Let me see if I can put a picture of her One Fine Day, because it's actually the cutest thing ever.
This is why it takes us so long. We get distracted.
You can't really tell from the photo.
Oh my God. No, she's so cute.
She's adorable.
She's adorable. I need to watch that movie.
You do. Okay. On to the next movie. Yes, we get sidetracked. Okay. My next one is Kramer versus Kramer. This movie had no right being this sad.
No.
And also so aggravating.
I can't look at French toast the same way. We had French toast for Christmas breakfast, and I'm like...
My review says... Who knew that I could start sobbing uncontrollably while watching a father and son make French toast? And the other review I liked said,
it's weird. I will never be able to eat French toast again without crying is mine.
Yeah. No. Absolutely not. It was just the change. The one review that I liked says, it's weird how both of these characters aren't that likable, but I felt sympathy for both of them.
Yeah.
Also, who knew you can hate a Meryl Streep character?
Right?
It's they also played me so much that I thought she was going to be in this movie in more.
Yeah.
But no, she's the parent that left.
Mm-hmm. It's not a movie I particularly want to rewatch again. Just because it's like
I kind of a
tough watch.
Yeah.
It's very slow as well. Yeah, no, if it was
Maybe
on.
I watch it.
But like I'm really glad I watched it.
Yeah.
Was this no, this was an Oscar winner. What did we
No,
watch this
Dustin
one
Hoffman
for?
won an
No,
Oscar.
I mean, what did we watch this for category wise?
National Single Parent Day or Divorce Day or something like
Oh yeah, we did put this on here for that reason because we wanted to
Yes,
watch
we
Kramer
did.
versus Kramer. It's also why we
What
did
we
road
did.
tripping movies so we could put When Harry Met Sally, but that isn't on here for a good reason.
No, I watched When Harry Met Sally before that. No, we d I watched a different movie. You watched When Harry Met Sally.
What
I
did
watched
you watch
when
for road tripping?
I think Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm glad I Yeah, when Harry Met Sally is not a good movie. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, we're not going to talk about it.
No, we're not. But yeah, I feel like everyone should watch Kramer versus
Yeah.
Kramer, especially like a lot of the reviews are about having divorced parents and like they're like it
Yeah,
hits
neither of
home, but
us
like I
do,
love it.
but
Yeah.
like, yeah.
That's a good one. It's definitely a good one.
My next one is one I want you to watch. I'm excited for you to watch eventually because I know you will. Thelma and Louise.
Oh, yes.
This is a movie I have wanted to watch for years and just never did, and it's never been on anything, so I've never been able to. I found it on DVD at a thrift store one time, and so I picked it up, and then I still didn't watch it. So when we had this scavenger
Scavenger.
hunt, I'm like, okay, this is my chance. I'll just read my review. So I gave it 4 stars, which I went back and forth on what I was going to give it because in my review, I say, I'll admit this movie did lose me a couple times. There were some scenes I felt could have been cut and some things I just didn't care for. But then that final hour of the movie came along and I couldn't peel my eyes away. In just over 2 hours, Susan and Gina developed such deep, raw, emotional characters who you can't help but grow attached to. No one else could have played Thelma and Louise better, and they are the perfect fit, and their chemistry is absolutely beautiful to see and watch develop. You can just tell that a lifelong friendship was made between the two while filming this. And then there's the final shot. You know it's coming, it's iconic at this point and hard to ignore, but when it finally comes, you're left with full body chills and the knowledge that you just witnessed such a spectacular adventure and story of true friendship. I had my moments with it when I'm like, okay, like maybe like let's pick it up.
Yeah.
But then like it sucks you in. And I think maybe it's just like a little long-winded at the beginning. It's 130 minutes long. So I think that's
So
over
it's what,
2 hours.
2 hours and 10 minutes?
Yeah. So like it's a bit of a long one. And I think like still things could have been cut out. But also like once you finish it, you're like, okay, no, like you need this whole ride to witness like the friendship and everything that they grow. And it's yeah. Also, it's made by Ridley Scott, and I thought maybe just like I didn't like Alien. He also did Hannibal. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'm just not a big Ridley Scott fan.
Yeah.
So I think that might be part of it. But it's an amazing movie. And Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis are national treasures.
They
But we knew
are.
that.
They are. I was gonna say something. I also like didn't know what this movie was about
I
until
didn't
you
either.
watched it. And I was like, oh, okay.
I just knew it was about two women on the run.
Yeah. Wild.
Yeah, I'm excited for you to watch that someday.
Me too. Okay, my next one's a little controversial, but it needs to be on here. American Beauty.
It was almost on mine, but I figured it would be on yours, so I'm like, I'll just pitch in.
It was
I
too
like how much
good.
crossover we had in the movie section because
Yeah.
then I can leave some out.
Yes. All my reviews. I can't read any of my liked reviews because they're all like essays.
Yeah.
But I'll read my review. It says, "This film makes me want to write a psychoanalyst of the symbolism of the white picket fence, how the ideal perfect family is far from being attainable, and all the other symbolism and metaphors in this film." In this essay, I will. And then, of course, I never wrote an essay because that's too much effort. But I'm not like big on like you definitely appreciate movies more and like I recognize the symbolism and metaphors and all that, but this movie like really like hit that for me. And I was
Yeah.
like, wow, this is like beautifully done. Amazing.
You know when Harry Styles says it's a movie that feels like a real movie? That's what this
Yes.
is.
Yes. It really is perfect. I also, it's wild, the storyline, especially in recent things that have come up. But I can recognize that this movie is very good and
I'm shocked it
a
took us
great
as long as
piece.
it did to watch it.
I'm not okay, little sidetracked. I was talking to Macy yesterday about watching things at you were meaning to watch things earlier in life, but like you watch it now and you look back on it and you're like, no, I watched this at the right point in my life. I
Yeah,
wouldn't
no, that's
appreciate
definitely how
it
I
as much.
feel like I was reading one review of mine that I watched something and I'm like, I'm glad. Oh, it was Little Women. How I said I
Okay.
never had any interest in watching them. I still don't care to watch any of the rest of them. But
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm almost glad I waited as long as I did because I can relate more to what's going on. I understand more what's going on and I see myself in everybody. And I think that's it kind of sucks sometimes when you're like, wow, I can't believe I've gone this long without seeing this.
Yeah.
But then, like, you can. I think this is a movie that if we had have watched it years ago, it wouldn't have hit the same.
No,
Because, like,
definitely
it's
not.
a lot to take in.
It is. I don't think my little naive brain would have been able to appreciate it. But as an adult now, I can definitely appreciate it more. I'm glad I waited to watch it. I also just didn't really care for it, I think, when I was a kid. I like obviously I heard a lot of things about it, but I was like, I'm
I
not
always just knew
watching
the
it.
poster.
Yeah. I know it because of what's the Ari there's a song of Ariana Grande and Mac Miller, and he has a verse saying American Beauty. I'm
Oh,
gonna
I
go
don't
find it now.
know. I don't know. That movie was incredible.
It's
I
the
can't
way.
remember who watched that first. Was it me or you?
You watched it and then I immediately watched it right after.
Right.
Oh. Come on. Oh, it says come watch a movie with me, or American Beauty or Bruce Almighty. That's grooving. So I knew it from that. But yeah, no, this and it's also the cinematography. This was when we were going through a
Beautiful.
cinematography phase.
It was. We went through a cinematography phase.
Yes.
Every single time we finished something, we're like, wow, the cinematography was beautiful.
Amazing. Also, just bright colors really pull me in. And of course, like I feel like the
It was
movie
very bright.
screams red.
Yeah.
Also, Annette Bening.
Oh, absolutely. She
Finger
killed
snaps
it.
all around.
My next one, a lot of these are coming from the scavenger hunt. But Little Miss Sunshine, again, this was with my Toni Collette era.
Yeah.
I guess this is one that, like, I'm glad I watched now than what I would have. Oh, okay. Actually, I said that in my review. So, my favorite quote that's like stuck with me since it was, "You do what you love and fuck the rest." And so I have that as like the beginning. I love putting quotes at the beginning of my reviews. I feel so fancy. But I say, I feel like I just went through every emotion possible, and when the credits rolled, I felt just an overwhelming sense of sadness, hope, and joy. It really is such a great movie, and I can't believe I had never seen it before today. But on the other hand, I'm glad I waited this long because now I'm at a point where I can relate to it, where I understand it, and I think that just elevated the viewing experience. Because, yeah, I had only ever seen the beauty pageant part.
Yeah.
This movie is sad.
You know it is. I first watched this when I was younger and I recognized the sad parts, but I haven't watched it in a few years. Like obviously like the grandpa just croaking in the back seat.
My heart.
The brother finding out he's
Oh my
colorblind.
God. Such a, like,
Yeah.
it's a lot.
I also didn't realize that was Toni Collette until this year. Yeah, definitely as an adult, it definitely would hit different.
Yeah, it's an amazing movie, though.
Yes. I can recognize that a Toni Collette movie is good.
Yes.
My next one is Basic Instinct. I don't, that was not English. I don't remember where we talked about this recently, but I feel like we did talk
I
about this
know. I feel like we
recently.
talked about it too.
Oh, in our guessing our movie, the movie from movie reviews,
Right, you
maybe.
got Basic Instincts.
Yes. Once again, I don't know why it took me so long to watch this movie. It is literally up my alley.
It is.
Obviously I knew the scene about with Sharon Stone, but
Everybody
never
knows
really,
that scene.
yeah. My review literally says, I think every mystery thriller film should have this vibe plus an insanely hot woman playing a bisexual. And then the one review I liked says, if I get killed by sexy bisexual Sharon Stone, that is on me. Do not prosecute her because she caught me slipping.
Absolutely.
Yes. My family and I also got in a heated
I
debate
remember
after this movie.
this.
I was like, no, she did it. Did I say she did it or didn't she?
I think you said she didn't do it. And they're like, no, like she didn't. You're like,
She did.
no, she didn't.
Yeah. That's probably right, because no bisexual woman would do any harm.
No sexy MILF would.
Exactly. I will say Michael Douglas, they couldn't cast any other man in this role.
He's so scary.
He is. We for a year of Catherine Zeta-Jones, we do talk about Michael D Douglas a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm having flashbacks.
No, you're good. I
I'm
put them there.
gonna have nightmares. So my next one. If we're talking about movies that changed my life, I want to talk about one that kind of ruined my life. Edward Scissorhands.
I'm so confused what this movie is about.
Oh, okay. I'll explain it. Okay, never mind. They're not going to tell me on Letterboxd. They're not going to give me a big enough
Okay.
explanation. But basically, it's this little suburbia town, and there's like a scientist who lives up in a castle mansion, like far up on the hill. And he's in the middle of making a human experiment person from scratch. And he doesn't have arms for him yet. So he gives him scissor hand things just so he has arms. But then he ends up dying before he can put his arms on. So then one day, Winona's mom in the movie, forget her name, Diane West. Diane Weist, sorry. So. She is one of those like Avon ladies who like sells makeup. So she ends up going to the castle to sell makeup and meets Edward. And then she realizes like what he is and that he's like helpless and everything and takes him home with her. And he ends up like just like living in the suburbia town. Everybody loves him. He like trims everybody's hedges, does free haircuts, like all this. And he's like just like this super sweet guy. And then it takes a turn and becomes the saddest movie I have ever seen in my entire life. Even the music just like breaks me. And I meant to rewatch it for Christmas because it's a Christmas movie, I'm convinced. And I never got around to it because like I know it'll break my soul again.
That sounds wild.
The quote. So I guess it's not really a spoiler. Like, it's not anything big, and I don't know if you care to watch this or not. But it like it's Winona's character telling her granddaughter the story about him, and so at the very end it flips back, and her granddaughter's like, "Did you ever see him again?" And she's like, "No, I wanted him to remember me young," because he ends up getting chased away by the townspeople because they think he's bad, and Winona's character had fallen in love with him, like yada yada. But so then she never sees him again. But then she says, ugh, hate this movie. She's like, you see, before he came down here, it never snowed. And afterwards, it did. Sometimes you can still catch me dancing in it. And the reason it's snowing is because Edward is making ice sculptures constantly. And they're all of her, like, dancing in the snow that they had one time. And it gets me so good. You'd have to watch the entire movie to understand why it, like, just breaks me.
Okay.
I can't even explain it. Like, it doesn't sound sad, but just like in the context of everything, because he like genuinely
Yeah.
was a sweet person. And then just some woman, he rejected her advances and she ma said, like, oh, he tried to kill me. He tried to hurt me, all because he didn't want to have sex with her. And so, like, she ruins his reputation, all this, and he didn't do anything wrong. And it's
Oh.
really sad. And, yeah, I say I haven't been this affected by a movie in a long time, but I'm in full-blown tears here. It's such a visually stunning movie. The aesthetic of the brightly co colored neighborhood, juxtaposed by the dark, gloomy mansion Edward lives in, is a beautiful metaphor for the film as a whole. It's so sweet and quirky and has genuine laughs in it, and then it all just goes so wrong so quick, and it's heartbreaking. That final shot of Edward chipping away at the ice sculpture, showing that he made one of Kim, and that's the reason for the snow, then showing her dancing in it. It's just so beautiful, and it made my tear ducts overflow. I just wish I had given it a chance sooner, and perhaps that's what I'm taking away from this movie. This is one that is going to stick with me for a while. And it did. It's one of my like all-time favorites now, but it's one I can't really watch again. Just upset me. Yeah. Sorry, that was very
Movies do that.
long-winded, but I just really
It's
had
okay.
to talk about it. So I don't think I've talked about it on here.
Oh, good. No, it's fine. I have one more. I feel like I could fit it in quickly.
I know I have two more, but I can fit them in really quick, I think.
Okay. My last one is Shutter Island.
I also watched this for the first time this year.
You did? I don't remember that.
I watched it back in like January.
Okay. This movie fucked me up.
Sorry, February. I watched this and then I watched Inception the day after. Not a good double feature.
No.
Your brain will
I've
know.
never seen Inception,
Oh,
but
you should
no.
watch Inception.
I know I need to.
As someone who has crazy dreams, watch Inception.
This movie fucked with my head so much. My review literally says, I don't know what is real and what is imaginary anymore. Is the life I've been living the past 25 years a lie? Am I even real?
Mine is, I'm so confused, and yet I completely understand, but also I don't know if I do, but also I do.
Yes, exactly. I had also the one funny review that I liked. Ben Kingsley saying, "Baby, why are you wet?" to Leonardo DiCaprio literally gave me whiplash.
A great movie.
Wild. But this is actually, I watched, I think, two Christopher Nolan films this year. This one was better than Memento, even though Memento, I think, has a bigger name around it. Oh no, I lied. This is Martin Scorsese. What the fuck am I talking about? Ignore that last comment.
Who
Oh,
did
that's why I watched this.
Oh, for
Or,
Scorsese and Leo.
yeah.
No, who'd you say, Christopher Nolan? I think he did
He did
Inception.
Inception. That's why
Yeah.
it was in my head. Shutter Island is literally the perfect movie for me. Because it fucked with my head so much. It's
It's
literally like every
insane.
single book I read, but to visually see it, and it's also so visually stunning. My jaw was on the floor. I started watching this before I went to work, and I had to finish it at work because I
My
couldn't just
God.
leave like that.
Jeez, it's crazy.
It was so good. I don't think I could ever watch it again though, but it
No,
was so good.
I'm glad I didn't know anything about it going in.
Yeah, me either. Wild.
Crazy. I have two more that I'm technically like four more, but like one's a trilogy, but I can bump them out really quick. I just have to mention them.
Yeah.
So the Before trilogy, again, watch this because we met Ethan Hawke.
Oh, right. Okay.
So these movies basically just follow him and this woman, and they're the only two characters in the movie, except for like maybe side characters they run into.
Okay.
So, I know you're not big on love stories. I am. This is like one of the most romantic love stories I've ever seen. So Before Sunrise came out in 1995. And so I say this is truly one of the most beautiful love stories I've ever witnessed on film, and now I'm terrified to watch the sequels because it was so perfect. Then Before Sunset came out in 2004, 9 years later. I liked this one so much more. So this one they were supposed to meet up after the end of the last one, and this tells us 9 years later they never actually met up. But they meet up here because he's like wrote this whole book about his time with her. And so she comes to his thing and they decide to like walk around before he catches his plane. He has to catch a midnight plane. And so, but so then he like just keeps like biding time to like spend more time with her. And at the very end, she's like, she takes him to his apartment, her apartment. And she's like, baby, you're gonna miss that plane. And he's like, I know. And so like he did all this thing so he could miss the plane to stay with her even longer.
Oh.
And then the last one came out in 2013, so 9 years later again. And this one takes place in Greece, so right up my alley. Did not
Yeah.
like this one as much, but this one like takes them, they're married, they have kids now, and like just shows like all like the troubles of marriage and like all the stuff that happens in that, and like kind of falling out of love with each other, but like still having that familiarity. And then it just says, will you be able to put up with me for another 56 years? I'm looking forward to it. They just have a really cute love story, and I really like
Oh.
it. This one did put me through more of an emotional turmoil because I didn't think they were going to make it out okay. They did. But this one also takes away, like, the other two were just basically just them. This one has more people in it, which I didn't really love.
Okay.
But it also felt more cinematic, where the other two felt like you were just following them around. And then my last one was Corpse Bride, which I won't talk too much about, but like when I watched it, it just like was on my mind constantly for like a month. Because I went through like a big Tim Burton thing this year. I just really love his style and his aesthetic and everything. I think he's incredible at making movies. But he makes me cry a lot. So this one was just really, really beautiful. Just in general, like the visuals were very, very pretty. Like it takes, like when they're, because it's like obviously Corpse Bride, so she's dead. But like in the living world, everything's gray and blue and black and white. And then when you go to the underworld, everything's just like an explosion of color. So it's like really cool. But the quote, again, I put quotes and everything. She's like, I was a bride. My dreams were taken from me, but now I've stolen that from someone else. I love you, Victor, but you are not mine. I cried.
Damn.
Tim Burton makes very upsetting movies, I
He
swear.
does. He
But then
does.
she like turns into like a bunch of butterflies at the very end and like flies away into the sky because she can finally live peaceful. And it's really sad.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
Okay.
don't know how it's a family movie.
No.
But that was my last one. yeah. That was a lot of movies. I had a lot of really good watches this year.
We did both, and I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so our TV shows. Do you want to kick
Yes.
off the TV shows?
Sure.
Okay.
I guess you will kind of agree with this. Yellow Jackets.
So good.
Is this on your list too?
Of course.
Okay, I was gonna say. I always forget that you watched it this year too.
Because I literally watched it not even a week into the new
Yeah.
year. I forgot it was this year.
I know. Amazing, show-stopping, never been done before.
I mean, has it been done?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. It's
Not this good.
basically no. If you took Lost, Lord of the Flies, and The Wild and put it into one show, this is it.
Yeah.
But it's, I think what makes the show more interesting is putting the future in it as
Yeah.
well.
Because you get both perspectives.
Or the present, past, whatever you want to look
The
at
only thing I
it
don't
as.
like about that is that you are spoiled by who's making it out.
It's
So I feel
not,
like it takes
well,
away the stakes.
no. This fucking account is spoiling that shit.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I didn't
Because,
want to know if Fan was alive yet. I wanted to be surprised by
yeah.
that.
Because genuinely, like, just thought Jackie, not Jackie, Shauna, Natalie, Misty, and
Thaisa.
thank you.
I thought they were the only ones who made it out.
Yeah, and so then it was a shock that Lottie made it out. And then to add Van into the mix and just
Yeah.
like randomly say it, like I feel like I wanted to be surprised for that.
So did I.
It's okay.
It doesn't take away, but like, it just
No.
takes a bit of an air of mystery away from it, I guess.
No, it definitely does. 'Cause now I'm like, did everyone make it out of there?
Yeah.
Well, not Jackie, but who knows?
You know
Maybe.
who else I was surprised by? That girl who
Who?
just blew up in the plane.
Oh my god, stop.
Like, you knew it was coming as soon as she got in that plane. But, like,
Yeah.
it just blew me
Traumatic.
away.
Traumatic, yeah.
Yeah. They're gonna start eating people this season.
Thank God.
Which
Thank
isn't
God.
something you should be excited about, but I've been
I
waiting for
said
it.
when they start eating each other is when they're gonna start winning
Because
awards.
they're gonna eat Jackie.
I didn't really think about that, but
I
you're
think they're gonna
probably
eat
right.
Jackie.
Ooh, okay.
And I feel like that's why
Yes.
Shauna has so much guilt about it.
Yeah, I can see that. God damn.
Also, Shauna's pregnant. Does she have a kid in?
Okay. I thought adult Shauna, we're talking
No,
about
does
young
she have?
Shauna.
She does have a kid.
Yeah, it's the girl from Stonewall Prep.
Yes, right. So that is her kid from that, correct?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, hold on. I'm gonna go do some math.
Okay.
But we
I'm just
will be.
really intrigued. When they started like teasing that she might be pregnant, I'm like, oh my gosh, please be pregnant, because I just feel like that adds such a big
She didn't give
twist to
herself an
it.
abortion, correct?
She tried to, I think.
She did try to. Okay, 96. And I'm assuming it 2001, 96, 2006, 2000. No, because her
Oh
kid would be
boy.
age in 20, in the 20s. Like, her kid would be my age.
Oh boy. Okay.
Oh my God, do they eat the baby?
God. I wouldn't even be surprised.
Me either.
Thaisa
So,
ate the baby. Didn't she eat the dog?
oh my God, I cannot wait for Thaisa's storyline.
Right.
It's gonna be so freaking
There's
good.
so much that's gonna happen. Also, Misty.
Oh my God,
Miss
I
Girl
love
is
that crazy
insane.
bitch. Love that
Fucking
crazy
love her.
bitch.
Nat got kidnapped and taken to Lottie.
Fucking Lottie, man. That girl is crazy
I'm
too. I don't
so
know who's
excited.
crazier. Is it Misty or is it Lottie? Honestly, probably Lottie.
Probably. I'm
Which
so excited.
is frightening.
I can't wait to rewatch.
Yeah, no, we are rewatching. We will do a season one recap. Who knows? We also might do maybe a trailer review,
Ooh, that'd be
considering
fun.
our Wednesday trailer review has a lot of views.
It
So
did really well.
maybe people like that.
Maybe.
And of course, we're doing a season two Yellow Jackets review.
Of course.
It sucks that we can't binge it because it's weekly, but yeah.
I forgot about that. I
Yeah,
got
but
spoiled because I watched it late, so I got to binge it.
yeah. So that's not the
Luckily
case
for
this week.
me, I'm really bad at watching shows when they come out, so I might be able to binge it.
You just have to keep away from spoilers.
Yeah, actually, I feel like this is a show like I'm gonna want to binge
Yeah,
every week.
definitely. Okay. What's my next? Oh, my next show. Okay, so two shows literally took up my entire year. The first one being ER, because I started it the end of 2021 and I finished it August of this year. August.
Use.
Literally like a full year of watching ER, which, so I originally watched the show for Juliana. And then I was like, okay, when like the main doctors leave, I stop watching. And then I got freaking attached to all of them.
See, Grace
And I
didn't have
couldn't
attachment
stop.
characters when they were new. I hated all of them.
Because it's what happened was they bought some of these new characters were on when the original doctors were on. So like you start to grow to like them as well.
Gotcha.
So by the time that like the old ones left and the new ones came in, you're like, God, I can't stop watching.
Yeah.
I will say the later seasons were not as good, but I grew an attachment to all of them and I had to keep watching. So if I didn't have to, I enjoyed watching. At one point, I was like, I want to be done with this show because it was so long.
Yeah. How much was it? 14?
Say something along those lines,
Okay.
14,
Maybe.
15.
I think it might have been 15.
Maybe. It was quite emotional. But yeah, no, I did enjoy ER. I never really thought I could enjoy a medical drama. But the stupid doctor is like counting, had me in a chokehold.
Yeah, medical
Love
shows will do that
them.
to you.
Yeah, also so many traumatic episodes. Why must if you ever want to read something on disaster episodes, go read Sam's article.
Do it.
Because let me tell you, disaster episodes truly are some of the best episodes,
They
even though
really
they're the most
are.
painful. They're so beautifully done.
They really are. Feel like I've talked so much Stranger Things, I'm almost burnt out on it. Stranger Things obviously is my top show of the year. It took over my life. I found new comfort characters. I found a comfort actress. It really is worth the hype, whether you want to believe it or not, whether ha no matter how different you want to be, it's Stranger Things is worth the hype. You
Yeah.
can't really deny that. You can hate it all you want, but it is a very good show, and
It is.
I'm very excited for season five. I'm very excited for season five. Go
Yeah,
back
you
to
got
the
like
last
another
part and you can
year and
hear
a
everything else
half.
I had to talk about with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't want to wait a year and a half though, but whatever.
I know.
Okay. The other show that has taken over this year, SVU. I blame Macy for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm allowed to blame
Oh, absolutely.
her.
It's her fault. We love you, Macy, but.
Yes. Genuinely though, this was the show that I was talking to Macy about where I felt like if I watched the show any earlier, I don't think I would have appreciated it as much going like finding myself going through some life experiences. This show's a little too relatable at times, which
Yeah.
is not good.
But I feel like that's almost comforting, like having a
Yeah.
character like Olivia after
It is.
that kind of stuff.
She's my baby. And I don't know why I decided to watch the show because I just complained that ER is 15 seasons and SVU is currently on 24.
It's okay. I really want to rewatch Grey's Anatomy.
But you will stop after a certain season.
I will.
The problem
I'll try
is
to push
like,
through. It won't happen.
yeah. The problem is like, Olivia's not leaving.
Yeah.
Like, ever. So, like, I have to watch to the end because, like, remember when we did our comfort episode and we were like hating Macy on finding comfort in the show? Because we're like, what are
Yeah.
you talking about? I
Yeah.
get it now. I'm
Yeah.
sorry, Macy.
But I think I also said Grey's Anatomy was one of mine, so like I can't really
Okay,
judge.
fair, fair. I think mine were all
I don't even
comedies.
think it's so much the
The
show, it's the
context,
characters.
yeah.
And always like they always are heavy, but I think there's always like the little moments that are humorous that kind of make up a bit of
Yes.
comfort.
Definitely. Can't wait. You're gonna hear SVU a lot because when we do our most anticipated, it's gonna
Yeah.
be in there. When we do our raft next year, it's gonna be in
Yes, it
there.
will.
Yeah, I can't believe I started a show that has 24 freaking seasons though. But well, I'm on season 13 and I started 3.5 months ago. Do I have a life? I do. You know what? To be fair, I'm very impressed. I'm on season 13 after getting a full-time job. So
That's true. I
I
want
just
to
don't
rewatch
do
Grey's
anything on
just to
my
see how long
weekends.
it takes me to get to season 11 because I think that's where I'll quit.
I'm good on SVU.
Okay. I also have in just like that on here, and I went back and forth about taking it off, but I feel like it was just really nice to have these characters back that I couldn't take it off in good conscience. Also, I just really miss Stanford
Stop.
slash
Don't
Willie.
even talk about it.
So I miss him, and while and just like that isn't great, and it's sorely missing Samantha,
Yes.
I just really love Sex and the City, and just having those characters back is comforting.
Yeah, no, it
and
is.
Really nice.
My next one is A League of Their Own. I touched on this a little bit before because I really didn't think I was going to like the show, but then everything started flooding my timeline off.
I didn't think I would like it either, and it wasn't, like, it's not on my favorites because it's not my kind of show. I'm not into sports, but it really surprised me.
Yeah, it surprised me too, especially for someone that loves the movie, like, having a sequel done or a TV show done. Felt wrong because why would you mess with the classic? But like we said in our previous episode,
plugging that so it gets the views.
Yeah, it felt very different.
It did.
From the movie. It had its Easter eggs to connect it, but it was very different. And I forgot who the little is. It May. Who's the little old lady?
I forget.
I forgot her name too, but she said that this was more of a better depiction of what the All-American Women's League was like, and I'm glad that
she
at
got
96
that
she finally had it. Yes.
Yeah.
Incredible that she's 96 and came out as
a
lesbian.
Good for her. Good for her. This was the year of people just coming out.
Sam, you have 2 days left.
Susan Sarandon.
Oh, yes.
Best celebrity
wild.
Reveal ever.
Wild. That was a wild one.
That was not expected.
Nope.
And she's like, well, I'm gay. I'm like, Susan.
I'm bi.
Oh yeah, she's like, I'm bi, so.
Like what?
I love her.
Queen.
Now get with Gina Davis. I dare you.
For real.
My next one, which we've touched on, and if you really want to hear thoughts, go back to last year's Wrapped, Ted Lasso.
Yes.
So, I watched this because I was hanging out with somebody. They just put it on. They're like, I think you'll like this show. Let's just watch it. Give the first episode a try. And they're like, do you want to keep going? I'm like, why haven't you already hit play yet? Like, yes. We're continuing. And I just immediately texted Alexi and Izzy, and I'm like, guess what I'm watching? No, I tweeted. I think I tweeted something.
Maybe.
Something happened and one of you messaged and were like, Sam, are you watching Ted Lasso?
Yeah,
and
I think so.
Yeah. So that started a big thing. Everything that you hear about this show is completely true.
Yeah.
Just even if, like, because I don't like sports, I know nothing about sports, I could not care any less. And I adore this show, and I just find myself very invested in it, and I love it with every fiber of my being.
As
and
you
it
it's
feels,
more than a sports show.
It's, yeah, it's not even a sports show at this point. It's like a
no.
show about found family, and it's really sweet.
Yeah, it is.
It's also a great show to cry to that you don't expect to cry to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, it's one of the best episodes ever. It's a Christmas episode.
Classic.
Amazing. Yeah. 10 out of 10 show.
Yes.
We did a whole Ted Lasso episode with Izzy.
We did.
Go back and watch that. It was a lot of fun.
When Jason Sudeikis finally dropped season 3, we will be reviewing
yes,
it.
Yes, Izzy will be back.
My next show is one I literally just started watching because it was all over my TikTok For You page because Renee Rapp is just everywhere. Sex Lives of College Girls is probably one of the funniest shows I've ever watched. I was not expecting to like it, especially because I was a Renee Rapp auntie forever.
Yeah.
I apologize for that.
Okay. You've seen the light now.
I have. I still get very much entitled theater kid. From her, but I can get past that because I love Leighton, love Kim. Kimberly is so funny. It's also wild that that's Timothée Chalamet's sister. Yeah, weird, but it's actually really good. It did get picked up for season 3, but people are holding their breath because HBO Max has been canceling a lot of stuff
even after they said
they've been picking stuff up. So we'll see what happens. But I really do enjoy it, even though the season two finale can get the fuck out because it sucked. But yeah, if I feel like you'll like it. It's super funny.
Okay.
My friend, she asked for my HBO Max account the other day, and I went on my account and she started watching it, and I asked her what she thought of it, and she's like, "It's so freaking funny." I was like, "Yes,
Nice.
exactly."
Sorry, I was just checking to make sure I actually did watch the show in 2022.
No, you're good.
Modern Family.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it in January, finished it in March. I just checked. So that's why it feels like I didn't watch it this year, because it's almost
No
a year.
way.
Yeah. January
No
13th, it
way.
says I watched it.
God damn it. Oh gosh.
Right? Insanity, man.
For real.
I actually just recently rewatched up to 7 or 8, I think. Because after that, it kind of gets like I watched it all the way through the first time, obviously. And
Okay.
it doesn't get bad. It's just like everyone's grown up at that point. Everyone's kind of like moving out their lives, and you're like wrapping up a show, a sitcom, and that's always not like the most entertaining. It still has its moments. This is one of those shows, I feel like I've said it a lot. This episode just feels like a warm hug. Like
Yeah.
these characters are so much fun, and I have my moments where I don't, sorry, where I don't like all of them, but at the end of the day, I think I just, like, there's no one I hate. Like, there are ones I like less than others, but at the end of the day, I think they're all great characters. And I think this is honestly one of the best sitcoms out there. And it's just very comforting. It's the epitome of a comfort show. And I just love it. I can't believe it's been a year. I want to rewatch it again, even though I literally just did.
Yeah, no, that's
Accidentally, too. But yeah, I accidentally rewatch a lot of things, which is a problem. I just put it on one time because I was like eating and I just wanted something to watch during, and then I just kept putting it on before bed and
always happens. Always happens.
always. No, I love that show. I'm really like I okay, so I tried to watch it years ago. Or not years ago, like a couple years ago. Because everybody was talking about it and how much they love it on the timeline. And then I didn't want to watch it because I didn't like the shakiness of the cam because it's all like a
Yeah.
documentary style, and I couldn't get past that. You get over it. Like after like the first couple episodes, you get over it. It's not even there anymore. So I need to just give things a better chance because very funny too. It's so funny, and there are
It does.
episodes and scenes that just like are very comforting and like a favorite video to me.
Yeah, I've gone over my friend's house a few times and she was watching it as a background show and I caught
It's a
myself
great
watching
background
it and
show.
it's really funny.
It is. It's a great background show. Great casting too.
Yes.
All across the board.
Speaking of great sitcoms, Abbott Elementary is my next one. I watched this because I needed a buffer in between ER and SVU because I was going from one drama to another and I was like, I
Yeah,
just
it's
need like a
heavy.
quick little comedy to watch. And I love Abbott Elementary. It's so funny. It's like Modern Family, the
Okay.
documentary style. But it's like real world stuff about like underprivileged schools, and stuff like that. But the characters are so relatable and they're so funny and just like bizarre.
It has
Cheryl Lee
Chessie in it.
Ralph. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And her work wife, Miss Barbara Howard, Cheryl Lee Ralph, well-deserved Emmy win.
Yes.
She's her comedic timing is amazing.
Just from
Oh my
clips I've seen, yeah.
God. I definitely think you should watch it. It's just like a good quick little
I'll get
watch.
around to it.
Yeah, I know you will.
I've had so much.
I know. But yeah, no. I need more comedies in my life, so this
Agreed.
one is a great one.
Gosh, what else is next? Oh, okay. This one is a big one. I'm Chucky.
Okay.
Yeah. So I watched this because I think they asked for pitches around Chucky and it was getting closer to Halloween. I'm like, why don't I like watch this? Season two is coming out. I want to be able to be prepared for this. I loved it. And I've never really been big into Chucky. Like now I am actually. But I was never really big into it. Chucky terrified me as a kid. So like watching this, like I know the Chucky series is like very was campy and just not serious. But the show is very unique, I feel like. Like it takes that campiness, it doesn't like discard any of its past sequels or movies or anything. It like actually adds all that in and it just like continues this like decades long franchise, which I really liked. But it modernizes it enough that it works now. And it's actually has its good scares and it like the characters get kind of annoying because they're like preteen age, like probably like 13, 14 age. They're also like one has a drug addiction. I'm like, you are 14. It's a lot. It's just like there's some things that I'm like, okay, this is questionable. But also, I think in any other like I think that age is the perfect sweet spot for a Chucky spinoff because any younger and it just doesn't work that well as we've seen in past ones. Like you just blame it on the little kid. But any older and you're just like, okay, it's these kids, like they're these like little shitty teenagers. But like so like that preteen age is like just enough where they do believe that it's a doll doing this, but also like they're old enough that they can get blamed for it. It's just really good. And also it has a lot of callbacks to the movies and like brings in legacy characters, like my personal favorite character, Kyle. She comes back as like a surprise, which was really cool. They bring back Tiffany, played by Jennifer Tilly, who I love Tiffany. And then I ended up watching a bunch of the Chucky movies this year. Not a bunch of them. I watched Bride and I watched Seed. And then I watched the Chucky series. But great show. 10 out of 10 recommend if you, even if you're not like a Chucky fan, it's just a really fun watch.
My next one is The White Lotus,
Yeah.
specifically season two.
Oh, absolutely.
I enjoyed season one. I liked season two better. I liked the characters more.
Sorry, there's no Connie Britton though.
Yes, but Jennifer Coolidge, Emmy, Oscar, every award worthy performance in the final episode. If
Yeah.
you watched, you know what scene I'm talking about. I love that the moral of this whole season was fuck men.
Those are the
Because
best
this, yeah.
shows.
Yeah. It's like, it's wild that Ned Schneebly of School of Rock wrote The White Lotus.
That doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But he did such an amazing job of it. I'm a little. So season three is supposed to focus around religion as, and someone who is not a very religious person, I'm a little hesitant about it. Obviously, I will watch. I know the
Yeah.
cast is going to be banging, and apparently Connie Britton might be coming back. So even though Jennifer Coolidge will not be, sorry for that spoiler,
No, I already
but
know.
I know. But yeah. I'm curious if anyone's watched The White Lotus, what season you thought was better. I feel like
I
a lot of
see a
people have
lot of
said
people
season
saying season
two.
two. I saw someone
Well,
looking for recommendations on the timeline today, and someone's like, The White Lotus, specifically season two.
season two.
Yeah.
I want to know if anyone likes season one. So if you know anyone that does, just let me know. I'm just
Okay.
curious.
Just put a tweet out there.
Yeah.
My last, I was gonna add Dead to Me, but I omitted it last minute because you can watch our episode on it, figure out why, or if you've seen it, you know why. So my last one is Will and Grace because you and Izzy have been telling me to watch it for so long, and I finally did. I've never watched a show that makes me laugh and makes me so happy while at the same time making me want to bash my head through a wall. Will and Grace are two of the most infuriating people I have ever encountered on television.
Yep.
Like, they're horrible. And the more I watch, I'm like, wow, you don't get any better.
You know what's like funny is I went through a Deborah Messing phase after
Oh,
watching Will and Grace.
really?
Yeah, what was wrong with me?
I don't know, apparently a lot. When did you watch this?
In college.
Oh, okay. You've seen the error of your ways. No hate to Deborah Messing, really. It just your fucking character sucks. But also, I've heard stuff. Justice for Megan Mullally. No, it's just very just fun and stupid, and I love Jack and Karen, specifically Karen, as I already mentioned last episode. I love all the Cher references. There's been a few Celine Dion references, which I very much appreciated as well. The celebrity cameos are out of this world.
That's when you know a show is good, is if you, the celebrity cameos are like
They're getting some
top
good ones
tier
now. They
A-listers.
got Cher twice. Cher. They just got Patti LuPone.
Queen.
Right? And Jack made a wig out of Broadway legends' hair because, of course, he did.
Yes.
Yeah. No, amazing show. I'm really glad I'm watching it.
I'm
It's very
glad that
fun.
you
I'm on
started
season
watching it.
seven,
And there's nine.
eight, and then the reboot,
Reboot.
which I wasn't gonna watch, but now I'm kind of tempted to because I just am not ready to really say goodbye to them yet.
It's not that great, but like
Yeah, I'm gonna
I think
probably give
it's
the
two
first episode a
seasons.
try and we'll see, but yeah.
That's fair. That's fair. Sorry.
You're good.
My last one is Paper Girls. Fucking God
Stop
damn
canceling
it.
shows. I was also gonna put the Wilds on here, but
Oops.
yeah.
Paper Girls was so good. It's been a while since I watched and I kind of forgot a lot of it, but I knew it was good in the moment and I needed
Yeah.
more. You never like get just a female-centric show anymore. And it was like time traveling, but like it was wild. It was wild. I'm trying to remember like all that happened, but also I can't process everything that would happen because it was like
Yeah.
mind fucking as Stranger Things was.
I do want to watch this still.
I do recommend it.
Yeah.
It's not that long of
I know
episodes.
you did recommend it. I can't remember why I didn't watch it, though.
Because there were so many things I've recommended.
Yeah, I think it was around the time another show came out. You
I
were
think it was a
watching
League of
three
Their
shows at
Own.
this time.
It was a League of Their
It
Own, I
was A League
think.
of Their Own, and I watched that instead.
Watch Paper Girls too.
I will.
I'm so mad it's not getting another season because I had a feeling about the plot twist of what was happening and I needed more of it and I'm not gonna get it. So thank you,
So
Amazon.
annoying.
Can someone else pick it up?
Not Netflix.
No. I was thinking more like Paramount or
Ooh,
Hulu.
okay.
One of them. One of them.
All right.
Maybe
I'll
an
give it a
alternate
watch.
universe.
I'll give it a watch. I need
Okay,
to.
good.
I have so many shows I need to watch.
Yes.
Ugh.
So much more to watch.
So much. Do you have any more?
No, I don't. But did you want to give a rundown of everything that you watched this year? And no, because I might need another video in order to do that.
We can. Would that be TV shows?
TV shows. Do you want to do movies too?
I can't
You
tell you
have
everything I
200 movies.
watched.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. We just watched a lot.
Yeah, we don't have to then because I did 40 TV shows and your 200 movies is a lot.
Yeah.
We can plug our letterbox in our TV times.
Yeah,
We'll do
we'll
that
do that.
instead.
We'll put them in the
Yes.
drop down. That's probably easiest because I don't think I watched that many TV shows.
I
But I
watched
watched
40.
almost 200 movies.
Yeah, I'm trying to find my TV time. I think
Maybe
my
we can
TV
post
time's
a
like.
little snippet on Twitter as well. Of what we
Yeah.
watched.
Yeah, my TV time is my
Do it as a little
meme.
teaser, tell people, guess what we watched? What was on our favorites?
Yes. Yeah, my TV tab is my name and my letterbox is my name as well.
I'll put them in the description.
Perfect. Make sure you follow us on there because I'm always interested to see what people
I
are watching.
I love finding new people on Letterboxd and TV Time, and I follow everyone back. So,
same. It's fun, even though I didn't realize how to find TV Time notifications, but I figured it
out.
Oh,
they're so confusing. Do we know what we're doing next week?
Our most anticipated.
Oh my god! Wait. Brain as much. It's been 4 hours.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Thanks for coming for the two-part special.
I'm sorry,
the grand
being
finale.
Two parts, but
it had to be.
It had to be. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for joining us on this episode of Enter the Fangirls. You can keep up with us on social media. Our YouTube and Instagram are Enter the Fangirls, and our Twitter is Enter Fangirls.
We can't wait for you to join us in the new year.
New year!
Make sure you follow us for our Reels to Your Podcast. Once again, I'm Lexi.
I'm Sam, and this has been Enter the Fangirls.